The Senate Education Committee come to order, please. It's Wednesday, February 5th, 2014, 8:02 a.m. In attendance, myself, Stevens, Chair, Vice Chair Senator Dunleavy, Senator Gardner, and Senator Sibbin. So we have a quorum to conduct business. And ask for a motion to adopt the, first I should say that, that we are going to be dealing with House Bill 154 relating to museums and state repositories. And the intention today is to continue taking public testimony on the bill, review the CS for it, and decide what the will of the committee is. So we have a CS before us, Senator Dunleavy.
Mr. Chair, I move we adopt Senate CS for House Bill 154, version 28-LS0613, version R, as our working document.
Thank you. I'll object for discussion purposes. And if a committee, Mr. Lampkin, there he is. Mr. Lampkin, if you would tell us about the committee substitute.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Tim Lampkin, staff to Senator Stevens. Before you, the CS version R is a departure from the original bill. As you may recall, we last heard this bill on April 10th, 2013, which would name the Museum of the North as the official state repository in our state. If anyone's not clear on what a repository means, I'm sure the museum folks will correct me, but it generally means a place where a lot of things are collected and stored. And in many, many circles, we're talking about museums. And so the thought was, subsequent to that hearing, that if we have any entity in the state that should be recognized as an official state museum, that would be the one that currently exists, the Alaska State Museum. And so the thought was, rather than naming one particular museum, in this instance, the Museum of the North, the thought being that perhaps that's not fair to just name the Museum of the North as an official state repository. What about, say, the Anchorage Museum or the Aleutic Museum in Kodiak or the Sheldon Jackson Museum in Sitka or the Palmer Museum, Dorothy Page Museum, Wasilla, and so forth? So the thought being that perhaps we could address this at a regulatory level, establish the state museum as this official state repository, allow through a regulatory process other museums to come along down the road, rather than each time one of these museums being interested in status as a repository, having to drop a new bill, piece of legislature, go through this process over and over again. So that's what you see before you. Essentially establishes the Alaska State Museum as this repository, allowing other museums to come along later at any time through a regulatory process to establish themselves with that status to gain access to grant monies and so forth at the federal level. I think that you'll find behind me, as the museum folks testify, that this is consistent with a better policy and actually improves partnerships among our museums throughout the state.
Thank you, Tim. Any questions of Tim Lampkin? Thank you very much, Senator. So we have several folks to speak to us. Linda Thibodeau, is Linda here? Yes, of course, there you are. Thank you.
I'm here, Senator Stevens, but I'd like to defer to Bob Banghart, who's actually our museum.
Thanks so much, Linda. Chief Curator Bob Banghart. Bob, good to see you this morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, Senator. Committee, thank you for allowing me.
For the record, if you...
For the record, I'm Bob Banghart. I'm the Deputy Director of Libraries, Archives, and Museums, and Chief Curator of the State Museum. As Tim indicated in his testimony, when this came up last year, we started looking at the options that we could improve on in regard to the integrated structures that the museums in Alaska are undergoing right now. And I think if we refer back to the statute that formed the Alaska State Museum years ago, it did identify Juneau as the single body, as you would, a state museum, a representative of the processes. Things have changed. Most of these communities around the state are possessing now some type of institution that would be a museum or a cultural center. The definition of museums has changed. It's no longer a bastion of specific academic structure and collections just purely for research. We're finding that our constituents, because we serve the state of Alaska's museums with services and grant funding, have requested more inclusion into the process. This piece of legislation, defining it as the state museum as involved with the regulatory process of identifying museology technology and technique, justifying the declaration of repository, and giving that forward to those institutions does indeed allow them to perform their obligations more intensely, allows them to apply for grant structures, allows them to find themselves into a mechanism of better sustainability in the long term as an institution in these communities and where they reside. So we feel this is going to be underscoring our role as a leader in museums and cultural centers in the state and the services that we provide, allowing us to exert a little bit more effort specific to their needs and assisting them, but also allows them to grow into a maturity more reflecting the changes in the industry across the country, worldwide, really. So we're very much in support of this. We think this is a good step forward. It's in line with a secondary effort that we're undergoing right now with the Anchorage Museum, the Fairbanks Museum, and Juneau. When that is amongst the administrative structure, we have sat down. We've identified three major areas that we feel are important for us as the major institutions to reinforce within the state, and we're working on a memo of understanding that puts us more in alignment to do regional distribution of support to outlying areas so that we can cut down some of the costs that we incur in doing that from Juneau. So, again, this is just one more, I think, element in maturing an already cooperative and productive relationship that we've been nurturing over the last 25, 30 years. So we're very much liking to see this move forward.
Well, thank you, Bob. Could you talk about the timing of this? And of course, this was brought up originally by Representative Thompson and the Museum of the North in Fairbanks, and want to make sure that we're not slowing the process down or causing unnecessary delay. Just would you refer to that? How is that actually going to work, and what do you see as the timeline for a museum specifically like a mature museum like Museum of the North?
Well, if we move forward as proposed and this becomes adopted, we would move to put into regulation through our process, which means taking the regulatory request to the State Board of Education, move that through public process, and then have that pushed into our regulatory operatives. And then once that's occurred, then we could start entertaining through that method. We would define how we would entertain the request and then grant the request. We see that taking place, if all things line up, by the fall meeting of the board, sometime September, October. That would give us enough time to draft, review, submit for public comment, and get it through to the board. But, you know, it's museums, time is a relative issue with museums. You know, nothing happens quickly. And we're used to looking at things in the long term. And we're looking at not only the long term in development, but the long term in the future. The new building is a 100-year building. I mean, we're making decisions now that will have very, very long-reaching effect on the state and in the industry across the board. So, you know, we need to take the time to get it right, but this is within very close proximity of being realized if we move forward. So,
any thought on how many repositories would be developed around the state eventually? I mean, are we, I'm thinking of really small communities that might have a particular niche in historical information that they want to see in their community, and what exactly would the State Museum offer them to assist them to become a more mature museum?
Well, what we do now, essentially, institutions, there's over 80 museums, cultural centers in the state right now that we provide services to. They can access our staff. We have a small grant and aid program that we distribute funding through a couple of tiers of grants. They would come to us, and again, I think this is important, and it's kind of maybe a little bit down in the weeds in the technical end of things, but there is the American Alliance of Museums, which is grants accreditation to institutions, which would be taking it through programmatic and academic structures, and this is kind of the way most institutions would lean. Well, when I mentioned earlier that there's a changing definition of museum, what we're finding is small institutions and cultural centers that service their communities don't necessarily have the capacity to live up to the obligations economically that the AAM may put on them. We deleted that particular criteria from the structure and leaned into the professional aspects of museology. That we can define, that we can assist with and that we can help move forward. And if we look at the federal regulations for definition of repository, they list the criteria of professional services as the primary obligation. There is reference to AAM, but as not as the primary obligation to meet. It's a secondary role. So if we take those and overlay them over what we're trying to achieve and help these other institutions attain, they can then look specifically at what their mission is, who their constituents are, what their collections are comprised of, and define, yeah, we are meeting these guidelines on a broad sense professionally, therefore we have this status as a repository. And the federal government does not require you to be recognized by AAM, only that you be recognized by some professional group. In that case, it would be the State Museum saying, indeed, they do have this network of professional structure, and then we can come in and say, you're going in this direction, here are the discrepancies in your desire based on the reality of your ability to deliver. We can help you do that through training, etc. So I think it's going to be a tremendous opportunity for doing what I've always said the state is we're on the cutting edge of museum and museology in the world because of our relationships with indigenous cultures and because how we've grown this process over the last 125 years plus. It's pretty exciting stuff.
Thank you very much, Bob. Questions? Yes, Senator Stedman.
The Sheldon Jackson collection that resides in Sitka, I think, was one of the requirements from Sheldon Jackson School that it stays in Sitka. What effect would this have on the SJ collection?
Well, the SJ collection is under the purview of the State Museum, so we're already a repository. That collection falls under that. There would be no specific effect on that. We manage it. The operational funds come out of our budget, excuse me, and our efforts there center around the Stratton building and expanding program options down there, but it wouldn't have any effect because it's already part of the state system.
Yes, please. So
when I initially heard of this bill, I was concerned that it might be potentially weakening the state museum position in Juneau, but in fact it's just the opposite. It would actually strengthen it and allow you then to have a better structural relationship with the outlying museums throughout the state. Is that correct?
That is our intent, yes. I was leery at first because I don't feel it would be pertinent for us to sit in judgment of the other institutions. It's not our goal. Our goal is to provide as much expansion on the professional base, and the way this has ended up being crafted after the reviews, I think it does much to strengthen our relationships, not just the State Museum's relationship, but it provides opportunity for the other institutions to integrate with themselves as well, and that is very positive.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you. Further questions? On a personal basis, I want to thank Bob over the years as the legislature has built its art collection. Bob has always been there to advise us, to let us know what we shouldn't buy and what might be of value, and help us in displaying that material as well. So thank you very much, Bob.
Very welcome. Thank you.
Let's go on then to Kevin Winker. I believe Mr. Winker is on the internet. Okay, Kevin Winker from the Museum of the North. Are you with us, Kevin?
Yes, I am, Senator Stevens.
Thanks so much. If you'd identify yourself and go ahead and speak.
Yes, sir. For the record, I'm Kevin Winker. I'm a professor here at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, chief curator at the University of Alaska Museum of the North, and happen to be acting director at present as well.
Thank you, Professor Winker. And what are your thoughts about this bill as it's evolved?
Well, our initial goals were focused on the retention of important objects in Alaska and to recognize our role in retaining these objects for research and for the people of Alaska, and also to improve our competitiveness with federal funding. And that goal is well served, I think, by this draft bill that's before your committee at present. It not only attains our goal, but I think what Chief Curator Bob Banghart has just related is true as well. It's an excellent step forward in museum partnerships across the state.
Thank you very much, Professor Winker. Questions? I also like to say I've had a chance to visit your museum. It's wonderful, and we're so fortunate to have so many great museums in the state. Thank you very much, Professor.
Thank you.
We'll go on to Representative Steve Thompson. Representative Thompson, thank you for being here and for seeing this through a long time, it seems like. But
thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, I'm Steve Thompson. I'm a state representative for House District 3 out of Fairbanks. I want to thank the chairman for and his staff and the committee for all the work they've done on House Bill 154, helping to ensure that the state's artifacts of natural and historical collections are preserved throughout the state. I'm pleased that you have created a process allowing museums and facilities to apply for designation as repositories. And as the sponsor of the original bill, we have no objection to the CS at all.
Thank you very much, Representative. Any questions? Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Let's go on to additional public testimony. Is there anyone on the line to speak to us? Apparently not. Anyone in the room? Then we will close the public hearing. And any comments among the committee members? So it appears that we've come quite a ways and made some changes. Senator Stedman, comments? Or?
No.
Okay.
Fine.
Thank you. Representative Senator Dunleavy.
Senator Stevens, or through the chair, I move CS4 House Bill 154, version 28-LS0613, version R, from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Thank you. Any objections? Then we'll take a brief at ease. Meeting is canceled. What's it? Okay. Come back to order, please. And just want to announce that we are not meeting on Friday. And if there's nothing else coming for us, we're adjourned. Thank you.